कृपा बिंदु दिया
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया
Thank you. Namo
Namo Vishnu Padaya Gaur Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavati Nam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Ved Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Vasubhanvi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandh Vigyan Daine Prabhave Madhurja Ujjal Premadha Shri Rupanuga Bhakti Da Shri Gaur Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namaste. Today is very auspicious day. Today is the birthday of Jagat Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad. His birth was in Jagannath Puri. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, father and guru also both. He kept his name after Bimla Devi, power of Jagannath Dev. So Bimlananda.
Bimala Prasad.
And after that, Bimlananda Saraswati. When he took birth, mother saw that there is a sign of his upavi, kanti mala, tilak in all parts. Then he called Bhakti Vinod Thakur and he said, he is not an ordinary person. He is any high class of Vaishnava. Kindly he has taken birth in my family. Then one day Jagannath Devrath Jatra was going, and when it came on the front of house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, it was a stop for 3 days.
Not moving at all.
Anyone cannot move here, even elephants, even everything. But it was not. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur took his son and gave him the lotus feet of Jagannath Dev. At once a garland came from Jagannath Dev, and it was very good sign. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave it in the neck of his son, and then by Jagannath Dev Prasadam, he did annaprasan. And after that,
very easy.
That chariot began to run without any help or any
effort.
So from beginning of his life, it is seen so many things in Prabhupada's life. Very soon, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he became some aged, he gave mantra, Harinam, and also
Kurumadev
mantra of
Kurumadev.
Kurumadev. Because Kurumadev was, he has received from anyone. And then he began to do archan. And at that time, being a boy, he used to carry Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, Ujjwal Linmani, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavata on his head to Bhakti Vinod Thakur classes, and hearing very attentively from beginning, attentively. After that, when he became more bigger, then he went to school. He sent to him his school, and then he was transferred to any other place, and he Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent him to the Sanskrit college near Calcutta, and he began to study Sanskrit and astrology. He was at that time in Bengal, he became
topmost astrologer,
first class of
astrologer.
Then at that time, the governor of Bengal, Ashutosh Mukherjee, told, I request you to come in my university. I have kept a post for this, only for you, for astrology. Then he told that I have not come to count the
stars in the sky,
the stars and the
sand.
Dust
and the dust of
this earth.
This earth I have not come for. Then he told that, oh, one day you should try to come. I'm keeping this post empty for you. But he refused. And then that Sanskrit school, there was quarreling with professors and others. Their Siddhanta was not so good, so he left. Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Puri, when he used to give Bhagavat classes, so many Babaji and so many others used to come to hear his
classes.
Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation Bhagavat. After that, he engaged Srila Prabhupada, Srila
Vimala Prasad.
Vimala Prasad, that you should give class. He was very strict. He used to explain as he, you can see in his
commentary,
writings, articles. Very
strong, straightforward.
So gradually all left classes. Anyone was not home because he was against Sahajiya totally, Mayabad. Pure Bhakti he used to preach. If in the whole world any one disciple will come and hear, oh, my classes are successful like this. Then Prabhupada thought that how he will maintain his life. All his brothers, they married. But Prabhupada never. He determined that Krishna has given this life only for doing bhajan, not giving anything to world, totally for this. Labdhvaa sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavanti manushyam arthadam anityam api adhira Turnam jateta na pateta anumitta javat nise shakhar vishaya khalu sarvatasyat. Dog, pigs, hawks,
monkey.
They enjoy sense gratification. They have so many children at a time, 16, more than that. But life is not successful in these sense gratification. Why it will be successful? Oh, before death, at once, we should try to realize Supreme Lord. Nothing else. Whole energy, whole attention, everything should be given to Krishna in this life. In this life, nothing. So people dead don't think like so. That our life is for this. Guru wants that Prabhupada told in his last day, I've given so many persons very
pain, I give so much
pain in their heart. I've taken your young sons qualified, the butter of the
cream
of the society.
Cream of the society I have taken. and engaged in Hari Bhajan. So I have given them pain, they think. But one day they will realize that I have done for their
welfare.
Their other sons will not be give in anything to father, mother. But these sons, only doing bhajan, there are so many
generations.
Answers. Fathers. They will be liberated and have Krishna. They don't. If we'll give attention to other worldly desire, our life will be ruined. Especially brahmachari, sannyasi, saffron clothed. Oh, that should be determined in. That is why our Gurudev also used to curse. If he will do sansar, marriage and everything, you will not be happy. Your sansar should be painful, very painful. But it is what? It is not curse.
Benediction.
What Narad cursed to
Nalkubar Munigreve.
It was not curse. What?
Boon.
Jamlarjun, they have the mercy of Krishna. So Prabhupada, in his life, last day, he told that I've given pain to others, but one day they will realize that I've done their welfare. You should all try to be together in the guidance of Ashraya Tattva and Sarv Vishaya Tattva. Who is Ashraya Tattva? Radhika. And in Radhika, Gurudev is Ashraya Tattva. In their guidance, we should try to serve conjugal Radha Krishna or Krishna. This is the aim and object of our life. I've told to all. Anyone in the Gaudiya Mutts, they have not told like me clearly everything. He told that this is a rotten body. What is this? Bag of urine, latrine, and blood, and everything. And for this beauty, outer beauty, this, for how many days? And we gave up everything only for sense gratification. So, we should try to offer this body for Krishna, tongue, mind, and
body,
everything. Whatever you do to please Krishna, please Gurudev. If you cannot please Gurudev, how you can please Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu? Never and never. In this way he told. Prabhupada has given so many things. First thing, he had told, what we see, this is called pratyaksha.
Direct experience.
Pratyaksha understand?
Direct perception.
Huh?
Direct experience.
What we are seeing in this world. This all things, what we see, perishable, changeable. Our body, day by day, minute by minute, second by second,
going on.
And sun is taking our life, second by second. But those who has totally surrendered himself and doing bhajan, or sun cannot take their life. So this is
pratyaksha
ki bolna
direct pratyaksha
then
parokha.
What is parokha? Heaven. We have not seen, but in Shastra it has been written that there is so much
enjoyment,
happiness, sense gratification, everything, very beautiful apsara and so many things, Nandan Kanan, to eat amrita, nectar, but it is also
temporary.
Very temporary.
Then aparoksha.
Not only temporary, they increase our lust
desire and enviousness.
What? Ahankar.
False ego.
Like Indra, like all other demigods. Then
aparoksha.
What is aparoksha? Aparoksha.
Mukti.
That is Brahmagyan. Brahmagyan is aparoksha. By that, we can have liberation. Five kinds of mukti. But there is no happiness of atma, soul. And moreover, adhoksha. Narayan service in Vaikunthi is adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means by indriyas.
Senses.
What kinds of? Those who are not prakrit. Adhakritam adhokshajam.
Adhakritam akshajam.
Jena saha. That Krishna is adhokshaja. By, he cannot be realized by
material
human senses. Jeev has also some adhokshaj
constitutional
form, transcendental form. By that they serve Vaikunthapati Narayan, Lakshmipati Narayan. Moreover,
aprakrita.
That is Krishna Braj Vrindavan. So if you to tell I have come to help you, to take you to
Aprakrit
Brajadham Vrindavan. You to tell. He told that in this life, Radha Kund Parikrama, in that he told, I have cut out the arguments of Mayabad. What? I have cut out jungles. Mayabad sahajiya sakhi bheki.
Spend so much time by this.
But I want to tell you, this is not the aim and object of our life. Our aim and object to serve Srimati Radhika on this Radha Kunda. In his Madhyanna Leela, midday,
pastime.
This is. For this I have come in this, but whole life I spend in this.
Cutting.
Similarly, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, whole life what he did? Cut the arguments.
Mayavadi.
And?
Bhaga.
Of Mayabad and others. Only this. In books he has given. But also some of their book, his books. He has told that the aim and object of life to serve Radha Krishna conjugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But very rare he has. Very guardedly.
Hidden.
Confidential, he told.
And what I am, he told that, Krishna is Supreme Lord.
Personality.
And I am telling, Forget it. Don't think he is supreme of Lord. He is only Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. Nothing.
And today's disappearance of Gaur Govinda Maharaj also.
So this is the
glory
aim on of life. Anyone in this world can. Married with Miss Universe, they cannot be happy. They are not happy. I know so many.
They will be happy.
Temporary.
The Princess of Charles,
Prince Charles, Diana.
England.
Diana.
Diana, you know? Yeah. Do you want to marry with him?
She died. Diana.
She's a ghost now, so how you can...
He was not happy. She was anyone in this world. I know so many. You should read...
Pururava.
He was mad after a Aspara Urvashi. And what became? Oh, I have lost my whole life.
You told in Murulamba, in your class.
What mistake I have done? In fire, if you give ghee, what it will be?
The fire will be...
So, kamena na upabhogyates.
Na kamo kamanam upabhogye na sammati.
So, only this would
be.
We have done in so many past lifetimes. Shripad Gaur Govinda Maharaj, really he was a Vaishnava. He was married, perhaps you know. But why he left? Why he left his real life? This thing. And he left. From boyhood he was Vaishnava because his father, mother were Vaishnava. And he used to worship Radha Govinda.
Radha Gopalji.
But he was thinking to search any bona fide guru. And he searched here, there, and he went to Himalaya also. To search. But he could not find. At last he returned back to Vrindavan. I heard that he also first went to Mathura Keshavji Gaudiya Math, but I was not there. From there he went to Vrindavan and anyhow he met Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And in one glass,
one glance,
he accepted him a guru. And so he also, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu, he accepted him and gave in one day Harinam and Diksha both. And then he was satisfied.
Sannyas also. Very soon after.
Another thing and same day another thing. There's no example than give sannyas same day.
Very soon.
Anywhere I have heard his one class, he's telling, only big, mota, tilak will not do.
Kantiwala.
Big, mota kanti.
5 kilo.
Then 5 kilo big.
Five kilo. Oh, Harinam chanting will not do by that.
Kali chela, he was telling. Kali chela.
Kali chela. Oh, very loudly. Very loudly. They are Kali chela. They are thinking that false ego that I am Guru, but really they are not Guru. So he was always very rap-sharp.
Clear-cut.
Clear-cut he used to tell. Really, he was Vaishnava. In my line, he was. I have heard that he used to read my books. Any new books are coming and he... And once in Puri, he met me. We met him. At that time, he was not so much fat. Like. So, one brahmachari, anyone was with him. He, in last of his life, he went to Puri.
Mayapur.
And ISKCON leaders were fearing from him. They banned to go to Holland.
So many places they banned.
Australia.
Here or there.
Here
they
also,
banned.
Right? They even put him in a hotel.
Even he never left ISKCON. In the last time, when he went to Mayapur, they banned that anyone should not take Harinam Dikha from him. And he left his body. He was not bold like me. This is the thing.
Because before you are a policeman, so that you are boldness of
this. They banned on me. I told that I will jump like lion and tour everywhere. If I, he met me at that time, I have told, don't give up this body. Preach boldly like me, I am preaching.
But Gurudev, he was always...
So we give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. He was pure Vaishnava. In ISKCON, there was none pure Vaishnava like him. And Gurudev's servant. Gaur Pramanande
Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.